pod moth. Hello, welcome to the Para Nerds podcast. My name's Jesse, your host, and I'd like to introduce you to my guest Erica, who not but a week ago was responsible for her entire party's death in a Dungeons & Dragons game. Erica, I invited here to ask you one question. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm pretty fucking proud, thank you.
Really?
Actually, no, I felt super guilty.
You literally single-handedly killed all of you guys. Four people in your party, you killed all of them.
But see, my approach was like, fuck it, this is fantasy, let's see what happens.
I'm chaotic.
Yeah, I'm chaotic, so I'm going to take all of the vials in my cat person hands and hurl them at the door.
Yeah, and then you spurned a stone giant and everyone fucking died. And that's the hard thing about being a DM. I had a whole, like, dungeon and, like, wizard's tower and puzzles planned that I put a lot of work into, and you didn't get to see any of it because you died. You killed all of yourselves.
You know what, though? That's two campaigns that I've managed to kind of goof up, so I'm surprised that you and Dustin aren't, like, blacklisting me from D&D.
I mean, it was really fun and unexpected, but...
I'm a wild card. Well, this particular character is so chaotic neutral. Well, supposed to be chaotic neutral. Kind of chaotic evil.
Just, yeah, I feel like you're definitely a little evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was a little bitter because the first time I played with everybody, I got thrown through a window and it just left a pretty bad impression. With my character.
Well,
it made her bitter.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, Carbaris Red Scales is going to have some words for you next time you see him.
Oh,
be prepared.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready for an ass whooping. Like,
murdered
for real.
Everyone. And two people permadied. Two people, you and one other, saved out of deaths, but.
Oh, well, then you can't yell at me because I'll be a new character.
No, you saved out of death. You're still alive.
Oh.
You all, like, got knocked to zero HP, but you and Carbaris were the only two who saved out of death. The other two
died.
That's
right, because everybody was mad because I lived.
Yeah,
you,
it wasn't fair.
Specifically, were mad because I lived.
It wasn't fair.
Well, life isn't fair.
That is true. Life is not fair.
Well, welcome to Para Nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here.
We're a bunch of nerds.
We are. And that's why we're talking about D&D for the first 3 minutes of the pod.
I feel like we've mentioned D&D, like, every episode.
I mean, one of my cryptids was a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, do you... The poo wizard?
Yeah. I have an update. I got some feedback.
We had a listener DM Erica and a friend, Harley... about her idea for what the poop wizard could have been.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this is the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning.
It's a great way to wake up.
She said, listening to 3.5, and I gotta tell you what my idea of the porta potty wizard is. I feel like he appears after a dookie is duped, and then judges it and Febrezes out of his magic stick. My version is also super skinny, a more crackhead bodied and giant beard only with a wizard robe, but it's open so you can see his panties.
What color panties does he wear?
I should ask her. I'll give you another update if anybody wants to know what color panties my dookie wizard, which I love that, the dookie wizard.
Dookie wizard, he shows up when someone dukes a dookie. I love that.
Thanks, Harley. We appreciate you.
We do. Thank you. But I researched spontaneous human combustion.
that's terrifying, and I have a weird fear about it, actually. It's right up there with anglerfish for me. I don't fuck with that.
Well, sure, but you can avoid anglerfish. Just don't go in the ocean.
Well, when you say spontaneous human combustion, do you mean out of nowhere? Or like a situation, okay, so not the situation where you like touch a gas pump with static charge.
What?
Oh, that's a thing.
I've never heard of that.
If when you're at a gas station, pay attention to like the writing that they have on the gas pumps, because they say you should touch that pole next to the gas thing to like decharge your hands of static.
What? Can there wait, been so that cases, can happen?
Yeah, that can happen. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah, so that's a thing that
it's
like
so scary.
If you have static on your hands, you can manage to go.
I've never thought about that before in my life. You just gave me a new fear.
Fuck yeah.
I hate that.
No. Sorry, you're spontaneous human combustion.
Yeah. I feel like every like show or podcast that's like about unknown mysteries and stuff talks about spontaneous human combustion, and it like drives me a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's just maybe because I am kind of scared of it and I don't want to like know about it because it doesn't happen very often. So I'm just like, why can't we just never talk about it and pretend like it doesn't exist? Right.
That's how I feel about anglerfish.
They do exist, I'm sorry to tell you. But spontaneous human combustion, also known as SHC, is just when someone just bursts into flames and they die that way.
That's awful.
Yeah. How does that make you feel? I'm
terrified and like death is coming for me any moment. But I feel like I normally feel that way, so maybe it's not related to spontaneous combustion.
I mean, it's a medical phenomenon, and people have, I think the first, oh geez, I don't have the exact date, but I think it was like in the 1600s was the first case of a doctor actually saying that spontaneous human combustion was the cause of death of someone. Because mm-hmm. couldn't find any other reason why this person just, like, went up in flames. He's like, it just happened spontaneously. Strange. But the common occurrences when it happens is the victims are usually alcoholics. They're usually elderly females. The body has basically, it's gone and turned to ashes. Except the hands and the feet usually are still intact.
Why is that?
There's theories why, and I'll get to that a little later.
But your face is always gone. It's everything but the hands and feet.
Yeah. Okay. Everything's but the hands and feet. And usually the combustion of the body leaves a residue of greasy, like, slime, like black or gray kind of slime.
Ew.
Yeah. And it usually stinks really bad. Which, I mean, that's just a burning body probably.
I'm wondering, why alcoholics?
Well, people have stated that, oh, well, it's because of you have a higher alcohol content in your body. So if you were to, like, get on fire, it would be harder to put your body out.
Okay.
That's one theory, but then there's another more, like a better theory, that it has to do with acetone buildup, which if you are an alcoholic for a long time, your body does accumulate more acetone. And acetone will ignite like really quickly and it's hard to put out. Alcohol, on the other hand, is like, it kind of just burns and then it goes out and it's not a big deal. Acetone is different, huh?
Isn't acetone what you use in like fingernail polish remover?
Yeah.
Oh. We have that in us?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. But I have some neat stories, which I'll get into right after I tell you guys about the Offbeat Worm podcast, which is part of our Podmoth podcast network. The Offbeat Worm podcast is a comedy show about pretty much any topic you can think of, from spooky stories debates over which celebrities will win hand-to-hand combat, T and Sammy talk about it, and so much more. It's like listening to the most obscure conversation between two friends in the best way imaginable. Every week is something different and exciting, and always entertaining for any listener who likes a good laugh. Check them out anywhere you listen to podcasts, and make sure to subscribe and leave a nice review.
Nice. I'm excited, and I'm going to tune into that.
Yes, we should. Yeah. But here are some stories. So the theory of SHC was first put forward in 1641 by a Danish doctor and mathematician, and he was using it to describe the death of an Italian knight. According to this doctor, the knight had enjoyed a few glasses of strong wine at his parents' home in Milan when he started burping fire, and then he succumbed to flames, and then he died. Which, that's also a common, like, reoccurrence in these stories, is that they, like, burping fire as almost, like, the flames started inside them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. I mean, I've had heartburn, but, and that's what I imagine. Like, if I could describe the feeling of my insides, I figure mm-hmm. that's what it looks like when yeah. I have heartburn.
Yeah.
I have yet to see flames spout out of my mouth, though.
Yet to see it.
And all.
Maybe yeah, that's how it starts. It's just a really severe case of heartburn.
I mean, that's what happens. If all you do is eat, like, spaghetti and bananas, you're just gonna burst into flames one day.
Do spaghetti and bananas cause heartburn?
For me, anything...
Bananas?
I don't know why with bananas, but I know with anything tomato, generally, like, super acidic sauces and yeah. stuff will do it. Like, I can't do spicy food like I used to. Well, I still do it because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But... yeah, but it... Ouch.
Bananas, though. That's weird.
I know. I always thought bananas were, like, the thing you would eat to make heartburn chill out. But no, I eat a banana and I'm in, like, gastric pain.
For that's life. Insane. Maybe you're, yeah. like, allergic to it or something.
I don't know. It's real weird.
Mm.
You know you're getting old when you have to carry around, like, a thing of, like, Tums.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So now I know that that's the beginning of my combusting.
Yeah, so good thing you have Tums, right?
Hell yeah.
It
won't get you.
A guy named Michael Flattery.
I thought you were going to say Michael Phelps.
Michael Flattery. What did this happen in Ireland? So, of course.
Did he have flatulence?
No, he died in Ireland December 2010. And, doctor, talk about an Irish name. This guy's name is Kieran McLaughlin. That's so Irish.
Yeah, it is.
He was the coroner. And he literally put down cause of death, spontaneous human combustion, because he couldn't find out why this guy burned to death. He was found with severe burns, lying on his back with his head near a fireplace. Despite the blaze, the sitting room was untouched, except for the burns on the ceiling that were directly above the body and on the floor beneath the body. Forensic experts who investigated the scene concluded that the fireplace was not linked to the death. And the doctor said, this fits... Oh, I should do an Irish accent. How do I do an Irish accent? What's an Irish guy?
Like, name an Irish guy? Yeah. Colin Farrell, isn't he Irish?
This fits... No, I can't do it. To the category of spontaneous human combustion for which there is no adequate explanation. I couldn't think of an Irish man. Jesus Christ. I'm tired.
No, he definitely was not Irish.
He was
Jesus
very
Christ,
Irish.
I mean. Like.
No, well, no, he wasn't. He was Middle Eastern. But y'all don't want to talk about that. Three years before this guy's death, a blue flame apparently... emanated from Janine Safin, who was 61, as she sat with her family. Her brother-in-law, Don Carroll, said that the flame shot from her stomach as she sat at her kitchen table. He said she was roaring like a dragon. The kitchen wasn't damaged, but her cardigan melted.
It shot from her stomach?
I know what I saw. Yeah.
Like, out from her belly button?
You know, unclear, because she said she roared like a dragon. I think he just meant, like, opened her mouth and it, like, came out of her throat.
Okay, because I'm just thinking, like, this specific stream of flame shooting out from the navel.
Yo, I didn't even think about this before. Remember our Johannes Kuntius from our vampire episode? He was reported to shoot flames out of his mouth. He was
vomiting
fire. I didn't even think about that.
So maybe, does that mean that every time someone's dealing with spontaneous human combustion, that it's some kind of sign of vampirism? Like, do all vampires shoot flame?
Maybe it's... they're always old people, though, and vampires are supposed to be immortal.
I mean...
So it doesn't really fit. Maybe
that's not true. Old people aren't dead yet.
No, but, well, you're right.
Maybe, I guess, like... Cause but maybe... if it's
an immortal... Imagine being immortal at, like, being 80 years old.
Just that kidding. Would suck.
I know.
That would suck really hard. Like, I would be pretty upset if someone decided they were going to turn me into a vampire, but they waited until I was, like, 85.
Yeah, that'd be really
sad. Like, if you're going to do it, at least do it before my knees snap, crackle, pop every time I move.
Your knees are already snap, crackle, pop.
But, yeah, that's true. Fuck you, man. But, I mean, I'm saying, I'm sure they're going to be way worse in 50 years.
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, oof. You got a point.
Another guy, or no, a woman, was rushed to the hospital after a passerby stopped a fire by beating away the flames on her jacket after she was engulfed in fire, like, sitting on a bench in a park.
You sure she wasn't just smoking a cigarette? Like...
Well, that's kind of the debate between, because the running theory that everyone kind of sticks with, like, after you research it a lot, is mm-hmm. the wick effect, something called the wick effect, which basically suggests that your clothes act as a wick, so the fire gets on your clothes somehow, with some sort of ignition source, gets on your clothes, and then it starts to burn the fat that's, like, just below, you know, the first layer of your skin, which covers mm-hmm. your entire body. And that theory also supports the fact that there's not, that usually the hands and feet don't burn because you don't have a lot of fat on your hands and feet, you know?
Right.
So, and then it, like, lights your fat and then it lights the acetone inside that. And then that's how you go up so quickly and so hot. Because that's another thing people are like, oh, well, when people usually burn, even in, like, house fires, they're usually still, you know, they're dead, but they're, like, people, you know? Mm-hmm. And then in this case, in spontaneous human combustion, they're just ash. Like, they're just ash and that, like, black goop.
Well, I was wondering, when it comes to a lot of these cases, do they seem to be wearing the same kinds of fabric?
No.
Okay. Because I was thinking, well, maybe, I wonder if, like, everyone that ever wore cashmere, because we're talking about old alcoholic women.
Uh-huh.
I guess they might wear cashmere, I don't know.
Maybe.
That's yeah. a particularly, like, flammable... Like,
yeah, they're not wearing, like, denim, usually, right? Like, denim's so, pretty flame-resistant.
How about leather?
Or leather. Yeah, you don't see a lot of 60-year-olds right. wearing denim and leather. So, yeah, I guess gotcha. that theory... Sure, I can agree with that. Yeah.
So, once I hit 50, just to be safe... Well... Whatever age I have to be to use the seniors menu at Denny's, mm-hmm, yeah. once I hit that, all I'm going to do is wear leather bodysuits.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You'll be safe.
Yeah.
And I'm going to wear the outfit that Britney Spears wore to that one MTV where she was all in denim.
Yeah. You're going to be one cute old lady.
You're going to look great.
Hell yeah. I'm about it.
But that's the main people differ because... When you talk about spontaneous human combustion, technically, like, by definition, by calling it spontaneous, there isn't an ignition source, like, that lights anything. And a lot of the stories of people being there when someone has combusted, they say, like, they weren't smoking, there wasn't anything to, like, light them.
Like, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and that's where it kind of gets into the paranormal. Because otherwise it's just this, like, weird science, like, weird phenomenon that almost rarely happens, the wick effect, where just you get a spark on you, it lights your clothes, then it lights your fat, then the acetone, and you just go up like that.
Mm.
But is it that, or is it, there's no ignition source, and who knows why it's happening, and, you know, it could be a whole nother thing. I got into, like, a whole internet hole about... ball lightning and how it's related to ball lightning, because if there's not an ignition source, maybe it was like an orb went through them and it sparked and it was a ghost. And
does it play on static electricity?
You know, maybe there isn't an ignition source, it's just static that lights you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Is like, I just know Do a lot of these cases happen when it's cold outside? Because
it seems like it's kind of, no, it's not specifically any certain time.
Because I feel like generally from like fall to spring, I'll get static like crazy with particular pieces of clothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see a spark.
Yeah, I mean, if it can light a gas going into your car.
Right.
That could be a possible explanation for it.
But yeah, that's not even paranormal. That's just like real life horrors that you should be mindful of, because right. that does happen to people in real life.
Right. So maybe it's not paranormal necessarily, but it is just a freak thing. Like a freak occurrence that happens sometimes. And the reason it's usually alcoholics is because they have that higher acetone content, which only happens when you've been drinking heavily for many years.
Did you know that if you're a drunk, eventually the liquid on your insides can be used to remove fingernail polish?
Wild.
Now you know.
Wild.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if stomach acid could be used to remove fingernail polish.
I mean, probably. Coca-Cola can be used to, like, clean jewelry and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows?
Which, since I found that out, I really don't do soda like that anymore. Like,
no one should drink soda. But also, soda's good, so.
No one should do it, but it's great. And life is for sin, so fuck exactly. it.
No one should do it, but we're gonna do it. Come on.
I know. Not everybody wants to drink their TV static LaCroix like we do.
Oh, I love LaCroix. But LaCroix is just, it's not the same as like a Pepsi. No. Or a Fanta.
It's like a ghost of flavor.
It is. That's exactly what it is. Or more like a ghost is a LaCroix of a human.
Or of a soda?
Of a human.
Like,
I just flipped your metaphor.
Like we're drinking, like.
It's like ghost? If I'm a Fanta, a LaCroix is a.
Right.
A ghost is a LaCroix. You got it.
I got it. It took me like, wait. Sorry, it was a long work day. I'm sitting here like, soda ghost?
What?
So tired.
But I'm looking at pictures of spontaneous human combustion.
Oh god, why would you do that?
You need to say it, but they're kind of hilarious. It's just like a foot. There's just a foot. It's like that poor, it's like a walker and a foot. Right?
No, this one that I'm looking at, it's like a wooden chair. And you see one leg from like the under the knee down, and the shoe is still on the one foot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that's
the thing too. It's like, okay, if these people are combusting, why are there like furniture and houses aren't burned? You know?
Really? Like that's not how fire works.
Right. I mean, but, well, yeah. And the theory with that is that because the people go up so fast and so quick that it doesn't have time to, like, light the wood around them, which sounds insane to me. Because if you were sitting on a chair on fire for a minute, your chair would catch fire, right? I would think so, like, the pyrotechnician, but.
No, but the chair is made of wood, and wood catches fire.
You would think.
And especially if the wooden chair is covered in fabric. Fabric catches fire.
Right. And if we're talking about, you know, people, whether it's static or the skeptics say that, oh, well, all these people actually did have a source of ignition. It just burned up when they burned, which a lot of people say, even though that's not really true with every case. All right. So if they like had a cigarette, why, like, and it lit their clothes, like, why couldn't that also light the, like, the carpet or the cushion or the couch that they were sitting on, which is also fabric, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't add up.
No, it's just, it's really weird. It's a weird thing. And it, like, bothers me because I don't really have, like, there's no theory I have. I'm just, like, mad about it. Like, I'm mad that it exists.
You're mad. I'm, like, scared. And you think I'm kidding about this whole, like, leather pantsuit thing. That's gonna happen. I need to protect myself. I don't want to die in flame.
Well, if it's like if it's a paranormal thing, then it doesn't even take an ignition source, and you could just be like lit from the inside.
So then the leather's gonna trap it in?
Yeah. You're just gonna be a pile of ash sitting in your leather suit.
Cool, it's gonna look like a Motley Crue video.
You're gonna be like in a crock pot, just burning
A
inside.
crock pot.
You're so well insulated.
That's how I want to go. That's what I always wanted, is for someone to carry my ashes around in a crock pot.
Oh yes, that's lovely.
Oh
When
yeah.
you die, you'll be cremated, and we'll put you in a crock pot.
Awesome.
Cool.
Make sure it's a cute crock pot.
No.
You're just gonna get the cheapest one from Walmart and say, "Good enough, bitch."
No, I'll buy myself a really nice and cute one, and I'll put you in the old one.
You're like the shittiest friend in the world. I hope you know that.
Well, you'll be dead. What do you care?
Reminds me of this one stand-up special where the guy was like, "I'm not doing favors for you after you're dead."
Really, though, you're
Like
dead.
when people say, like, "I want you to scatter my ashes along the banks of some river," it's like, no, I'm not doing that.
I mean, I would do it. Why not? I feel like a lot of people when but when a lot of people when they die and they're like, I want you to scatter my ashes like in this scenic location, it's not really about I want my ashes to be there. It's like I want you to have an excuse to go on this vacation and go to this place to scatter my ashes, you know?
I mean,
That's
sure.
kind of how I think about it.
I mean,
You know,
I
if I
guess
had
it depends how like sentimental that place is to like you and that person too.
Maybe, but like, what if I was like, okay, Erica, if I die, I want you to divide my ashes into three parts. I want one at the pyramids of Giza, one at the Great Wall of China, and one like in Niagara Falls.
Are you also leaving me money to take these trips? Because I'm poor and I
That's a
can't
good point.
afford to
I would
get
have to leave you money to do that. And I
up.
don't have any of that money.
If the funds were there, I would absolutely do that for
All
you.
right,
But
I'm
I'm
gonna
also a travel, we're both travel nuts, so I feel like
Exactly. So I'll just have to get a life insurance policy or something, and I'll bequeath you a couple $1,000 for that trip.
hell yeah.
See that, but that's cool. Like I appreciate when people want to like scatter their ashes because of like that.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I'm just like, you know what? Do whatever you want with my dead body. Like throw me in the river, like toss me in the garbage dump. I don't care.
I just find that to be a lot more meaningful of an experience than having like a giant depressing funeral where everyone's gonna be like crying and like miserable.
How narcissistic do you have to be like, when I die, I want everyone who ever met me to stand in a room together and cry because they miss me so much? Like, that's an insane thing to do.
That's a lot of
Insane.
fucking people do that though.
That's just crazy, though.
And I feel like too,
I
no
want
one,
you all to take turns talking about how great I was.
and no one thinks about how much of a ripoff the funeral industry really
Oh
is
my God.
sometimes. Like,
Yes.
even if you get, I watch Ask a Mortician on YouTube all the time. Even if you're pumped full of all the fluids to make you preserved for a funeral, you're still gonna rot.
Yeah.
It's
I
all.
want to rot. Let me rot. Let me
And I don't
let
want
my body
anybody to.
become part of nature. Throw me in the woods. Let some like a bear eat my dead body. Sounds great. I would love that.
I like that better than like the idea of someone sewing my jaw shut.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Or maybe,
Yeah.
you know, I should just donate my body to what's the like the body museum where it's like cadavers
Ooh,
and
I've gone to that exhibit before. It's cool. It's really cool.
that's what I want.
One thing I thought was awesome, they had an entire like circulatory system dyed
Ooh.
a color so all the veins and arteries would stand out, but just the circulatory system was like suspended in
Yeah.
water
Yeah. Yeah.
so you could see where your blood moves. It was
Yes.
really neat.
That's what I want to happen with my body. That's what I want. I want to be put on display. I want, like, just my...
Oh, because that's not narcissistic.
Can I be... I want... Let's see, what system would I... I would want, like, the digestive system. I want, like, my mouth, my esophagus, stomach, intestines, and my butthole on display forever.
I mean, that checks out, yeah.
Yeah, I would love that. What system would you choose to be on display forever?
Honestly, my bones.
Okay.
Like, I'd want my skeleton, and the reason that I want my skeleton is I feel like I'm such a clumsy person that my bones look banged up. And it would be pretty neat to see, like, yeah. Oh, look at how these shins are so dented, and, like, look at where she broke her hand. And
I think that would be cool to be like, yeah. Oh, look, she broke her hand here, and you can see how, like, the bone healed back inside exactly. It. Yeah, that would be, yeah, that's a good idea. And your inevitable, like, knee replacement in, like, 30 years.
You're talking so much shit on me today. Well, here's the thing. As far as I know, my knee bones are fine. It's a cartilage issue.
I don't know.
I don't have any cushion in my left knee, so I'm bone on bone. So I guess my bones are getting worn down, yeah.
I don't know what any of that means. I'm not a scientist.
It means pain, and existence is pain.
That's true. I can't talk shit though. I slept on my like shoulder weird and all day, like incredible pain.
Finally.
From what? I've done nothing. Nothing. Yeah.
Guess what, homie? That's what it's like as you're inching closer to your 30s.
I'm 25.
When it starts. I got my first real bad case of heartburn when I was 25.
Oh my god.
And that's when I had when I was 26 is when I had to start doing stretches in the morning.
I do stretches most mornings.
Well, it'll become essential.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to have a choice in it unless you want to walk around feeling like somebody beat you up the night before. You're going to have to stretch in the morning.
Yeah, all right. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm grateful that you've always had a comfortable couch for me to sleep on at your place, because if I try to even attempt to sleep on someone's floor now, I look like I'm 80 the next day.
I could never do that. Sleep on a floor. I'll kick someone out of their bed. Or I'll just cuddle.
Yeah.
I'll cuddle with anyone.
Is that an ad? I'll cuddle with anyone.
I'm about to be unemployed at the end of the week. Like, we'll cuddle for food.
Speaking of which, we can talk about our sponsor for this episode. It's Jessie's Shop.
That's such a great segue. Yeah.
So Jessie's unemployed, so we should talk about Flesh Baby's Etsy shop.
Technically self-employed now.
Yes. She is self-employed. She is a business owner.
I'm a graphic designer and an artist.
Yes.
Yes.
So you should shop at Flesh Baby's Etsy shop, because not only are you supporting small business, but you are supporting one of your favorite podcast hosts.
Yes.
So you can buy your home goods and your skincare for those who like the grotesque, the cute, and the weird.
Mm-hmm.
What are you selling?
Well, my best seller right now is my mouth dish, which I'm restocking on because I sold out.
Those are really cool.
Yes, it's small, like key bowl. It's about 5 inches, but it's an open mouth that you can put your stuff inside the teeth. It's very cute. I also just posted mouth coasters, and I am restocking nose key hooks right now.
Yeah, those are really cute too.
Mm-hmm. Those also sell pretty well. Those are it's just this little nose that has little hooks coming out of the nostrils, and you can put your keys on them.
Yeah. Do you still have broccoli hats?
I am out of broccoli hats. This, I only did a small run of them, and I sold the rest for this Christmas. So, working on restocking those.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's got prints of her. Are they actually called the Flesh Babies?
My screen prints. Those are my Flesh Babies. That's what the shop was named after.
Yeah, those are very cool. I've got a set of 4 above my TV in my room, and they look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, we'll drop that link in the episode description. So support Jessie, support us, and check it out.
Please. I don't have a job.
Now, give me this shitty cryptid.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Ready, bitch?
Yeah, I guess. I'm going to try not to make this about bowel movements.
Your shitty cryptid of the week is the Djibouti Forlorn Explosive Centaur.
What the actual fuck? Mm-hmm.
The Forlorn Explosive Centaur of Djibouti.
Forlorn. What does forlorn mean?
To me, the word forlorn is that meme of the cat looking out the window that says, "When will my husband come home from war?"
Oh my god, that's so sad.
That's what forlorn means.
I know, but okay, and is a centaur gender specific?
No.
And Djibouti is in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got it.
See, a centaur isn't gender specific, but I always imagine a centaur with like a giant penis.
All right. And it's explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for spontaneous human combustion.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. So, at this point in Djibouti, this is a country that has been torn apart by war sometime in the future.
Oh.
So it's pretty desolate. And of course, because you had a war, you have all of these widows that are still distraught over losing their husbands or their wives.
Mm-hmm.
So there you meet this centaur who is very... I'm like the least creative person on the planet. I'm so sorry. And this centaur is very upset over losing his wife in battle.
Oh, yeah.
So he spends his time wandering the desert, still hoping that he's going to find her one day. And he uses his giant centaur penis. As an explosive device, he'll shoot fire from his centaur cock into the night, hoping that one day his wife will see the beacon and come to him.
What the fuck? Okay.
Wandering the desert, shooting flame chism into the... And one day she does. She finds him. I'm so stupid, help me.
And then
you gotta ask me questions so I can be put on the spot.
I thought you were going somewhere with "she finds him and then."
Oh, okay. She finds him and then my D&D brain is kicking in, and I want to say that somehow, like, he's surprised by the sight of her and accidentally, you know, shoots flame into her face and kills her by accident.
What the fuck is wrong with you? So now he's eternally forlorn because he accidentally killed his wife with his penis fire.
Yes. What did I tell you? Existence is pain. Life is pain.
Oh, okay.
It's a tragedy. The forlorn explosive centaur of Djibouti.
He eternally walks the desert. Is Djibouti of deserts?
I'm probably totally off about that, and I feel like I'm not educated on the region.
I'm gonna make a guess and say it's near Egypt.
It's right next to Ethiopia.
I don't know where Ethiopia is.
In the Horn of Africa, bordered by Somalia in the south, Ethiopia in the southwest.
I know where Somalia is because I watched a documentary about pirates one time.
I'm just wondering if it's really desert or not.
Google satellite says, "Oh yeah, it is."
Yeah, boy. So he wanders the desert in Djibouti.
It's also very mountainous. It's like dry mountains.
Perfect.
He wanders the mountainside. Yeah, centaurs, I feel like, are good at, like, climbing mountains. They're like goats.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, so after he accidentally kills his wife, he wanders the mountainside searching for another love one day, sending fiery beacons into the night.
Sending fiery loads into the night sky.
Yeah.
Terrifying. What happens when you meet him? Like, if you were on a hike and you ran into him?
Was he actively firing fire?
I don't know.
I mean, if let's say, like, I'm just a lady and I wander into the guy.
Yeah, what would happen?
I mean, I imagine he's very sweet and just a little bit lonely.
Aw, he's a gentleman.
Yeah, I imagine that he's a really sweet guy. He just really was missing his wife pretty bad. And now that she's gone, he just wants a little bit of love.
He just tries to get to know you.
And he just is not, being in the desert, he's not used to running into that many ladies. So he thought that sending up fiery jizz beacons would be the way to do it.
To attract the women. Yeah, totally. I mean,
yeah, like, that's in the Centaur Handbook of Love. It's like what you do.
Yeah. Well, what a great shitty cryptid.
Really? I think it's a bit better than my Dookie Wizard.
Ah! Hey, you Dookie Wizard, he's starting a conversation, so.
Well, I'm sorry that seemingly every cryptid you give me has some kind of weird genital power or, like, gross bodily function attached to them, but.
You know, I mean, you don't have to apologize to me. But now everyone that listens to this podcast knows exactly where your brain goes.
I mean, you did say when you introduced Centaur, oh, I always imagine they have huge dicks. So I'm just playing off of you because I'm thinking, well, how can I make it explosive?
Yeah, and I was the one that said penises.
Yeah, so now we know where your head's at.
That dick.
That, big centaur dick energy. So thanks for listening, and make sure that shoot us emails, man. We've been like waiting for people to send us emails. It's parentnerdspodcast @gmail.com.
If you have ever spontaneously combusted, let us know.
Yeah, or if you're scared of that now because of us,
yeah,
blame yeah. us, let us know. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We're there.
Yeah.
And if by chance you're one of those people who has our merch now, let us know how you like it.
Oh, yeah. We got our merch. When this episode comes out, we'll have our merch printed.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And for future merch runs, let us know what you would be interested in us producing. Definitely. Yeah.
Which I've been designing pins and stickers, but I just haven't really decided which one we're going to run with next. So if you're interested in either or anything else, let us know and we can prioritize it for you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.